Welcome back to Get Fit Guy. I'm your host, Dr. Jonathan Su. Every week, I'll share science-backed tips to help you get fit, stay fit, and optimize performance. Knee pain affects sedentary people who are just getting back into exercise just as much as fit people who have been exercising for a while. Not even athletes who are accustomed to pushing their bodies to the limits can escape the wrath of exercise-related knee pain. In this post, I'm going to share a simple 6-minute solution to this all-too-common problem that you can do right at home. But first, let's talk more about what causes exercise-related knee pain and how to tell if this solution is right for you. Believe it or not, the type of knee pain I most frequently see in my physical therapy practice is not a result of a traumatic injury, such as a fall, a twist, a hard landing from a jump, or blunt force to the knee. The most common knee pain I see is a result of repetitive movements with activities such as squatting, walking, running, jumping, or stair climbing. This pain is typically located in or around the front of the knee and feels dull, but it can also be sharp. Having seen thousands of cases of exercise-related knee pain, I believe it's a result of one or more of the following. 1. Underdeveloped core muscles of the trunk and side of hip muscles, the gluteus medius, that are unable to meet the demands placed on them. 2. An over-reliance on the front of thigh muscles, the quadriceps, and an under-reliance on the back of thigh, the hamstrings, and butt, the glutes, during repetitive movements. 3. Tension in the front of thigh muscles that places undue stress on the structures of the knee. I can spend several episodes going on and on about why this pattern of dysfunction is so common, but I'll save you the boredom and simply say that the way we use our bodies in the modern world are more limited than they have been in the past, and this results in imbalances, instabilities, inefficiencies, and ultimately, pain. Luckily, the 6-minute solution is here to save the day. And the best part is that you can do it on your own at home for free. My clients are always surprised and amazed to see real results with a simple program in a matter of days. To find out if this solution is right for you, ask yourself the following 5 statements. 1. You have pain in or around the front of the knee with squatting, walking, running, jumping, or stair climbing that goes away as soon as you stop the activity. 2. There's no history of a traumatic knee injury, such as a fall, a twist, a hard landing from a jump, or blunt force to the knee in the last 3 months. 3. There's no swelling, heat, or redness in the knee. 4. You can bend and straighten the knee all the way without any issues. 5. When you press your fingers deeply into the front of thigh muscles, the quadriceps, the thigh is more tender on the same side as the painful knee. If these statements describe your knee pain, you're in luck. All you need to reduce your knee pain is a chair with padding on the seat, a rolling pin, some floor space, and the following 3 exercises. Make sure to check out the transcript for this episode for links to exercise videos. The first exercise is a single leg tuck. This exercise will strengthen your side of hip muscles, which most people usually ignore. Start by laying on your side with the knee pain side on top. Your body should be in a straight line with your legs extended and feet stacked on top of each other. You can rest your head on your bottom arm for comfort. Next, roll your entire body forward about 45 degrees while keeping your feet stacked. While keeping this forward roll, lift your top leg up to hip-width distance, about 6 to 8 inches, from your bottom leg. This is the starting position. Begin exercising by simultaneously flexing the hip and knee of your top leg forward in a tucking motion until they're at 90 degrees. Take 3 seconds to get to the top of the movement, hold there for 3 seconds, Take 3 seconds to return to the starting position and hold there for 3 seconds while keeping your legs hip-width distance apart. Work your way up to 15 repetitions and add ankle weights to increase the challenge. You can also do multiple sets of this exercise until you feel fatigue. The second exercise is the bridge with alternating marches. This exercise will strengthen your core, butt, and back of thigh muscles. You'll need the chair for this exercise. Start by laying on your back and placing the back of both heels on the seat of the chair. Now, tighten your core muscles and dig both heels down into the chair to lift your butt as high as it will go. You should be far enough away from the chair so when your butt is lifted, your knees are bent about 90 degrees. This is the starting position. Begin exercising by lifting one leg a few inches off the chair for 3 seconds while keeping your core tight and butt lifted high. Place your lifted leg back on the chair and repeat the same thing with the opposite leg. Work your way up to 15 repetitions on each side and do this exercise with your knees gradually straighter, but never completely straight, to increase the challenge. You can also do multiple sets of this exercise until you feel fatigue. The third exercise is the thigh roll and shake. This exercise will reduce the tension in your front of thigh muscles. You'll need the rolling pin for this exercise. Start by sitting with your back against the wall and the painful knee extended straight out in front of you. Take the rolling pin and apply downward pressure into the middle of your thigh, midway between your kneecap and hip joint. Begin rolling back and forth with the rolling pin for about 30 to 45 seconds while maintaining the downward pressure. Use short strokes and make sure to get all the way up and down and on the sides of the thigh. Spend extra time on tender spots and go a little deeper as the tenderness eases while keeping your muscles as relaxed as possible. Now, stop what you're doing and place both hands on the muscles you've been rolling and give it a good shake to the left and right for about 15 seconds. This will help ease any remaining muscle tension. I know you're excited to get started on this, so let's talk about how to make it work. I recommend performing this routine twice daily for 3 weeks, and then once daily for 3 more weeks. After that, 2 to 3 times a week for maintenance should be enough. The best time to do this routine is right before and after your regular workouts. On days you don't exercise, do it any time that's convenient. Just make sure the sessions are at least 3 hours apart. The 6-minute solution to exercise-related knee pain is a powerful tool that has worked for thousands of people regardless of age, activity level, or fitness goals. Share this gift with someone you know. Try it together or on your own. And as always, let me know how you feel after you give it a try. Get Fit Guy is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's produced by Nathan Sims with script editing by Beata Centora. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our intern is Claire Freeman. Follow Get Fit Guy on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 510-353-3104. Be sure to tell me if it's okay to use your voice on the show. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.